This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
But yes, Figanga Skalilegile Madoda, 26 minutes to the hour, 12 o'clock. We bring you the language corner. As I said, no more money. I suppose my phone is not going to ring as much today. But we keep it moving and we are a... Banyana, I nearly said something, you know. I nearly said we are a listening show. And I realized that that line gets abused by politicians. We are a listening movement, people. Anyway, we are a listening show. There was a good request to say, no, but look, now you are doing all these languages. But, you know, there's a language, man, that we want here on Language Corner. I thought that was just a joke, but I can see now, once in a while, I will be using some terms from Spitori. But before we get there, I mean, this is an urban lingua franca of Pretoria, at least within the Tshwane, city of Tshwane metropolitan area. And I'm going to be joined on the line by a social linguist at the Tshwane University of Technology, Professor Thabo Ditsele. Good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Thank you for inviting me, Lukona, and well, good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for making time for us. Perhaps, let me get it right, how should I have greeted you, Gaspitor?
Well, you could have said anything. You could have said hola, ita, you know, anything, because, you know, it's a fluid and dynamic language. Even Dumelan, because it draws its vocabulary from mainly from Soto languages.
Yes. No, no, no.
So it's common to say Dumelang in Pretoria.
Pela, you know, I must be respectful. I can't say fede to a professor, man. You know, I might just be committing academic injuries to myself and be blacklisted in the academy.
unless if that professor is a free-spirited person, then you're allowed to do it.
I suppose we've got the right person on the line. I mean, Prof Ditsele, perhaps let's just talk a little. I mean, you've done not only just the terms, the phrases that are there, right, in terms of what it is, because I know we will have you at least now and next week. Let's start off just with talking about what this language is, Pitori, how it came about, and I'm sure you'll give us some of the sociological nuances that may have contributed to the emergence of this language.
Yes. Well, perhaps let me start with where it started, right? Mm. Its history is tied to the history of Pretoria as a city. So when the Voortrekkers arrived in this area in the 1850s, or 1855 to be specific, they had to get what we call cheap labor, right? Mm. And that cheap labor came from the people of Hammanskraal. So there were villages in the Hammanskraal area where they were resided by the Khatla people, which is a dialect of Setswana, and even Bakwena. I mean, places like Rabukala, you know, these are Kwena areas. Mm. So because it was the northernmost major developing area, you know, places that you have in Limpopo did not exist at the time. So a lot of people from what we now know as Limpopo, you know, people who speak Northern Sotho, they started migrating south to this newly, established town. So as they came, they interacted with the people of Hammanskraal. Now, because Northern Sotho and Setswana are mutually intelligible, right? So that contact led to the development of Sipitori. That is why Sipitori has got a lot of vocabulary from Setswana, a lot of vocabulary from Sepedi in the main, and it would have coinages from Afrikaans, adoptives from English in the main. Having said that, it does not mean it doesn't have vocabulary from other languages, but in the main, even when you look at its sentence structure, you know, word formation, it drew its word formation from Soto languages. So if you understand any Soto language, be it Setswana, be it Sepedi, be it Sesotho, you do not need to learn Sepedi from scratch because they are completely mutually intelligible.
Ah, that's quite interesting. But I mean, has it formulated itself into a language? I know you've done some serious work on this. How would you say it has formulated itself into a language? I mean, and you are dating this now to the 19th century, at least the latter parts of the 19th century, in terms of the disruption in the social makeup of the space around Pretoria that would have given rise to this language. Would you say, one, it has evolved itself to a language, but over time, has it evolved? Because we know that from the 19th century, even some of our languages, Setswana, Xhosa, isiZulu, have evolved as well in both how we speak and write these languages.
Yes. Perhaps let me foreground this by saying that I am a liberal linguist.
Okay.
So the view that I'm expressing is that of someone who is a liberal linguist.
Yes.
It's important because other people are conservative linguists.
Yes.
So my view as a liberal linguist is that it's a language. And why do I say it's a language? Because it has grammar.
Mm.
What makes a language is grammar. It's not literature. The fact that it's not written or it's not a formalized language does not mean it is disqualified.
Mm.
I mean, if you go back to, let's take a random year, 1800, right? In 1800, European missionaries had not started developing African languages as we know them in South Africa.
Mm.
Does it mean our forefathers who lived in 1799 did not speak a language because isiZulu was not in written form? Of course they spoke a language, right?
Mm.
They knew, they could tell that so-and-so is from Southern KwaZulu-Natal, so-and-so is from Northern KwaZulu-Natal, because they used a grammar. They used grammar to make that decision. So Sepitori has a grammar. If you are an outsider to Tswana area, you try to sound like them, people will tell you it's a good attempt, but we can tell that you are not from here. And they're basing that on grammar that exists in their heads.
Mm.
So conservative linguists dismiss it as a language based on the fact that it's not written. The fact that it's not written is political and not linguistic.
And in fact, I mean, I asked this question, Prof. Ditsele, because even in the English language itself, I mean, the evolution from Shakespearean language, at least written form of English to what we have today, there's always going to be contestation in some spaces where you are not deemed to be of that particular class, or your English doesn't resemble the etiquette that's required in some circles or the other. But eventually, society forces the evolution to happen anyway.
Yes. Yes. So if you look at the Pretoria, for instance, right, it's got a distinct tone, right, if you look at phonology. So if someone's, the way a person sounds, you can tell that this person is not from Limpopo, it's not from Northwest, it's not from Soweto, it's not from Katlehong, right, just from the tone, right? So it's, and you need to have an ear, to say, perhaps if I can even jump to whether Sepedi is simple code switching between Setswana and Sepedi. No, it's not.
Mm.
I can code switch. I'm from Rustenburg, so I didn't grow up around, I wasn't raised in this area, right? So if I did simple code switching between Setswana and Sepedi, I'm not speaking Sepedi. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, that's not Sepedi. So Sepedi would be distinct. The sound, the tone is distinct. If you have an ear, you'll be in a position to tell. It even has varieties, Lukona, right? It has varieties. For instance, the Pretoria spoken in Mamelodi, it tends to have a lot of influence from Northern Soto, you know? They have, you know, they are known for this sound, ti, you know, what is this? You don't hear that ti, which comes from Setogwa. You don't hear it in Harangua. You don't hear it in Mabupani.
Mm.
You don't hear it in Soshangul. So it has variations. So
as we would talk about dialect when talking about languages.
Yes. So it has all the characteristics of standard varieties, right?
What would you say influences these varieties, Prof? We know in some instances that when we talk about languages, what has influenced the dialects is, you know, geographic location, movement, getting into contact with other groups that speak different languages, and then you have to almost borrow from the other in order to create harmony in that space. What would you say creates these variations of Sipitori, as it were?
You mentioned it. Movement of people. Mm. So people who come from certain regions of Limpopo tend to settle in Mamelodi, right? They tend to settle for Mamelodi. People who come from northwest Hammanskraal, when they want to move to an urban area, these are Setswana speakers. So they would move to places like Temba, they would move to Harankua, they would move to Mabopane. And with them, they take Setswana vocabulary. So it's no coincidence that the variety spoken in Mabopane, Harankua, Temba would have a higher frequency of Setswana words, whereas in Mamelodi, you would find a higher frequency of Northern Sotho words. That is informed by geography and patterns of movement.
That's quite an interesting one. Is this something that we can learn over time, or you must have grown up in those local communities, Prof, that speak the language and you get initiated into it? I know we are going to do a few translations that are available, but is it a language that you can acquire over time?
You could. I've been living in this area for close to 18 years. And at the University of Pergunic for the last 7 years. Mm. So I have seen students who would come from areas like Limpopo. I'm talking here people who are Sepedi speakers. Mm. And within a period of 1 year, I could see a shift in how they speak, how they communicate. Mm. In fact, incidentally, I had one student in 2016 who came from my area. So she used to come to my office. And over a period of 3 to 6 months, she was shifting. I could sense that she was shifting, even when she spoke to me, because initially she would speak like me, right? But over time, she drifted away and away and away to Sipitori because of friends. And the other thing, Lukona, is that it carries some status, right? Yeah. It has some status.
Okay, that's so interesting.
So if you come from, semi-urban areas or rural areas, as a marker of progress or being sophisticated, you tend to speak Sipitori. I mean, I went to Northwest University, right, in Mafike, and it's so far removed from Tshwane area.
Yes.
But Sipitori was the language, it was a trendy language on campus. Mm. It's a language that people wanted to learn and speak because of the status that comes with sounding like you are from Tshwane. And this would be people who never even lived in Tshwane, right? Mm. Yeah, because, with it, people get an impression that you're from this urban area. So you tend to get rid of your original tone and then you adopt this one.
Interesting stuff. Joy on Twitter says, in Sipitori, I should have said Ashe when greeting. Well, people of power, 0861-987-000 is the dial. We are in conversation with Professor Thabo Ditsele, social linguist at the Tshwane University of Technology, just taking us through Sipitori and, making that caveat to say he is a liberal linguist, and to him, this is a language because it has those features. It has grammar, it has variations. It's really an important and beautiful learning moment. Please dial in while you still can, and I have the prof on the line, 0861-987-000. He will be taking us through some of the from some of the phrases that are there. By the time I'm done, I'll know how to use eudese mfanaka. I'll know how to use it in the right context. Let's pay some bills. Prof, please stay on the line for me, and we'll continue with this conversation.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mbini. Call Lukhona on 0861 987 000.
10 minutes to 12, indeed. Tola gonke sikhona lana siphethe ispitori ushizwodwa some Mutsepe is sending me some translations on Twitter. Uthi someone living the life. Cheese. Ushizwodwa. We've heard this many times. 0861-987-000 is the dial for you this morning as I continue kaspitori with Professor Thabo Ditsele. Prof, I've got Entle on the line, please do just hold for me so that you can hear Entle and Alex are on the line. Entle, good morning.
Hi, Lukona, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm good. Lukona?
Yes.
Hi, Prof, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Why is it that Peter Ulim is good?
Okay, carry on.
Because I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not sure what I'm saying. I'm not sure what I'm saying. I'm not sure.
Mm.
So if it's all about only dong or death, for me, this pool is the thing. I'm not a mom fagel. You limo or bolegi with you the man is figuring.
But Entle, let's talk about, because Prof talk about variation, and let's talk about what you are saying. I know, for example, people from Nongoma bayagumula abakhumuli, but abanye abantu bayakhumula when they are undressing. But this would be dialects of a language. Nobody doubts that ugumula is still isiZulu, but a particular dialect.
No, Lukona, I beg to differ, because uma ngabe umuntu ethi ngimemnyango ume ngaphansi kodwa mina umnyango yini. It's a door. Go to Epitori, Umuto Matua Musa Tua Kilitonga, Udese. That's still Ulimobole to a way. It's African. Go to Gil, it's a state language. Go to Miang with trap.
Okay, let me put it to the prof and let's hear what prof has to say. Prof, perhaps I deal with that one and then I'll take Alex afterwards.
Okay. Should I go ahead?
Yes, please.
Okay, look, adoptives and coinages are a feature of language. Has borrowed terminology. So you don't judge a language based on the fact that it has borrowed or it has coined from other languages. So if you have a word to drive, right, to drive, in Sipitori, you'd say warila, right? It's a verb, to drive. So it comes from Africans, omterain. So if you want to kill a language, prevent it from borrowing other language, I mean, terms from other languages. Let's talk about South African English. In South African English, it's perfectly normal to say we're having a cabinet lekota today. That's not bad English, right? It's a word that has been adopted into the English language, direct from Sotho languages. You know, we have an imbizo today. That's not broken English, even though imbizo is drawn from Guni languages. So that's how all languages develop. If a language does not take vocabulary from other languages, it will stagnate. And when it stagnates, it dies. So it's the feature of growth. It's exactly what the caller is talking about. Taking descent from English and make it dese.
Yeah.
That's how you grow a language.
So you are saying dese comes from?
Descent. D-E-C-E-N-T, yes.
Interesting, Prof. I've got Alex from Mamelodi. Alex, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Okay. I just want to agree with the prof about the way we speak the language from Mamelodi and Mawopane side.
Yeah.
The thing is, there are more Sepedi schools in Mamelodi and more Setswana schools in Mawopane and Garankuwa. True. Don't know if you get me, yeah.
I hear you.
Yes, even if I'm in Mamelodi, I can hear that this person did Sepedi school and this one did Setswana school. From the way we speak, it's a bit different.
Yes.
That's interesting. Yes. Alex, thank you for that insight. Let me take David before you respond. Prof. David, good morning.
Morning. How are you, man?
Sharp, who's it?
I'm okay. I just wanted to thank the prof for being on point on some, in terms of Pitori talent. Marana, since ke khotse mo Pitori, prof and me, and my dad was born and raised mo Pitori. Pitori is a bit tricky because inali influence Africans, inali influence English, and I liked what the prof said now about the dese, because I beg to differ in terms of tabaya yabatuba garanga le popline. I say Pitori tal. I think it's something which they created on their own, trying to mimic Sipitori, because how can we tell the way we're ringing? We're ringing you, Sana, learn about your social, Mamsiva Pili, if it makes sense. So I think we need to agree to disagree on some points, Prof. Adibulelam. But like he said, he's an independent prof. So I think research is on point, is just to sharpen some edges there and there, just to make sure at least he's one with Mautia Pitoru and Swar.
Okay, got you loud and clear. Prof, any reflections on those 2 points?
I think he's making a very, very... it's a good point, but we not disagree. For instance, he's from Soshanguve, he's not from Mabupani.
Yeah.
I can tell you, if you were to ask people of Mabupani, they will say the exact opposite. They'll say, no. We are the ones who speak Sipitori Samanipi. Right? People in Soshanguve, Ababuleli Sipitori Samanipi, Kiri Narabuleli Sipitori Samanipi. So the jury's still out as to who, everybody believes.
Ipi custodianship.
Yeah. Everybody believes our variety is the original, is the right one. Others are mimicking us, which makes, the whole phenomenon very interesting.
That's very interesting. In fact, I'm laughing here. Kabelo on Twitter sends me a tweet saying, it's only in Sipitori you would call, they call a circle a square. Go squaring, referring to a traffic circle.
Squiring, squiring is that area, where you have Paul Kruger Stage in Pretoria.
Yes.
Yeah, kiko squiring. So if you don't even have to explain which one. Squiring. People know
you already know where you are going. They can find you if we're
squiring. It comes from square. Right, even though it's a circle, but it was quite
real. Absolutely. That's an interesting one. Nomhle saying there, hey, look on my brass, Pitori kiso nantanga, see where they're blind. No, I think probably I'm even being sent, into websites of Mzansi Tal and so on.
Yeah.
What does this tell us, though, in terms of how people have owned Pitori? I admire just how people have really owned it. It's something to pride. As you said, Prof, in some social circles, it might just up your currency because you can speak in Pitori. What do you think has made it possible for people to own it, given the history that we started off with, as to the history that's accountable for the formation of the language? People are not really saying, well, it's part of the colonial project. There seems to be some degree of pride around Pitori.
Yeah, it's about identity, social identity. Remember, there's always been this contestation between Josie and Epito, right? So, for instance, so people of Pretoria wanted to cling on to their own unique identity, right? Because you know through our history, Josie was this one place where everybody wanted to go to, right? So now people in Pretoria said, we too, even the distance between the two plays a role.
Yes.
Right? They are so close to one another. So, to a point where we say, if you live in Pretoria and Johannesburg, when you take a taxi from Bosman to Park Station, along the way you change because you now know that the geographic area that I'm in
demands of me differently.
Yeah. So the opposite direction holds. If you take a taxi from Joburg to Pretoria, along the way, because this is an area where,
This is very interesting. Prof, we are going to do some translations next week, but I wanted us to sort of get, that base where we ground ourselves. We know a bit of the history, a bit of the, sentiment around it and the variations that you have touched on. But this has been such a wonderful conversation. Thank you. Thank you so much. And for the good work that you do.
It's a pleasure, Lukona. I'm looking forward to chatting to you again next week.
Thank you. Next week, we are doing some translations with Professor Thabo Ditsele, social linguist at the Tshwane University of Technology. Aige, Thomas White here. Angnayo ne hope ukuthi Pitori sapopa there. But let me teach you something. Munareng says on Twitter, Lukona, in English, you would say, I don't want to fall too deep for this girl. In Sipitori, you'd say, Daikind, ke motlala half clutch.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.